0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new compact and 5D5E open station utility tractors up to 75 horsepower. Hurry in before these incredible deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Cash offer with purchase of two qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Quality Equipment's 12 locations and at myjohndeeredealer.com. Or for more information, visit us at qualityequip.com.
A House panel looking into alleged abuses at the IRS is not giving up on getting a key official to testify. She took the fifth during an appearance yesterday. More from ABC's Vic Ratner.
Unwilling to take no for an answer, Congressman Daryl Issa is not giving up on getting Lois Lerner of the Internal Revenue Service to answer House committee questions.
I am looking into the possibility of recalling her and insisting that she answer questions in light of a waiver.
Congressman Issa says the woman who heads the tax-exempt division of the IRS waived her Fifth Amendment rights by making a statement insisting she did nothing wrong before refusing to answer committee questions. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
A sharp fall for global stock markets overnight. Japan's Nikkei Index fell more than 7% after a report showed that China reported a drop in manufacturing. I'm Richard Davies. ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, 68 degrees at 7:04. I'm Trent McGee with your 103.7 and WITN news headlines for your Thursday, May 23rd. Lenoir County officials say they detonated several pipe bombs found Wednesday afternoon and took a suspect into custody. It happened off in a field off Dawson Station Road. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office, SBI, and ATF were among the agencies on the scene. Lenoir County Sheriff Chris Hill told WITN at 5 o'clock on Wednesday that it all started as a metal theft investigation. From there, they discovered marijuana, poppy plants, which are illegal to possess in North Carolina and can be used to create heroin, and also came two destructive devices. Those devices were detonated, and the sheriff's office says the SBI determined there were no explosive elements. Evidence seized from the property included 22 marijuana plants, 19 poppy plants, drug paraphernalia, along with other evidence. And the suspect identified in custody right now is Christopher Adam Tyson, who faces multiple drug charges. Other news taking place today, the cleanup continues as a Havelock carpet store that a car crashed into, and the woman police say was behind the wheel, is due in court to face her DWI charge. Sarah Cronenberg, who's 28, is scheduled to appear in court in Craven County today, that according to the court calendar. Other news taking place for this Thursday, ECU hosted a hurricane conference on Wednesday. Emergency management officials, agencies from all over the East, and National Weather Service members discussed what we can expect this hurricane season. During a conference on Wednesday, experts say we'll see an above-average amount of tropical storms this summer, and it's time to get prepared. Richard Bandy with the National Weather Service in Newport says, quote, people who are new in the area, they might want to research hurricanes and find out if they are or are not in a floodplain. Those are your WIT News headlines at 7:06. Weather forecast. It's rain as we speak. Scattered showers and storms throughout the day. A few storms may be severe with a high near 80 degrees. A 60% chance of rain for tonight. Scattered thunderstorms, especially in the evening. A few of those storms may be severe with a low of 66. For Friday, windy with a few clouds from time to time. A high of 74 degrees. And for Saturday, times of sun and clouds with highs in the low 70s and lows in the low 50s. Right now, 68 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town Thursday, the 23rd day of May, 2013. We'll be right back with your Thursday TOT. The time is 7:07.
Not happy with that old car you have? Want a newer one and don't have any money? The credit doctor at Bobby Murray Toyota says happiness cures all. Bobby Murray Toyota could put you into a car, truck, or SUV and lower your current payments by $100 a month. Now, doesn't that put a smile on your face? The credit doctor will also give you a prescription up to $7,500 for any old trade, regardless if it runs, regardless of your credit. If your old car isn't making you happy, get rid of your old heat and into a Bobby
Bobby Murray Toyota with just $89 down.
Set an appointment today with a credit doctor at Bobby Murray Toyota
with payments from just $100 a month or $89 down.
Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printers. Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printers, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirates!
Spring has sprung, and it's time to talk about home improvements and U.S. Home Exteriors. I've got some great news. U.S. Home Exteriors is opening a new office right here in our area. And with the grand opening, they have some amazing specials for you on their windows, siding, doors, and more. U.S. Home Exteriors is a top 200 home improvement company that is home to North Carolina. They carry the best products at the best prices, and they back up everything they say. Here's a couple examples. U.S. Home Exteriors requires no money up front, no money in the middle, and no money till your job is complete and you're happy. Their work is promised in writing, and they offer a money-back guarantee. If you've been thinking about replacing your windows, siding, doors, and more, then call them today at 252-333-2968 for a free quote. When you call, ask about their 0% financing. And during their grand opening, they're giving away free gutters, shutters, or a new storm door with any purchase. This is a very limited-time offer, so call and visit us today. USHomeExteriors.com or call 252-333-2968. U.S. Home Exteriors. Consider it done.
Silent Drive Lease excludes dealer fees, tax, title, and license. See dealer for sale.
How would you like a new car with no down payment, no initial payment, and no security deposit? I'm Matt Murchison from Greenville Nissan. We're making it easy on you at the Sign and Drive sales event happening now at Greenville Nissan. Listen to it again. Zero initial payment, zero down payment, zero security deposit, and a zero drive-off lease. Hurry to Greenville Nissan, one block past the Cracker Barrel on Greenville Boulevard. Check out the Greenville Nissan Used Car Authority, open now just up Greenville Boulevard. No down payment, just sign and drive at GreenvilleNissan.com.
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town.
Parental discretion is advised.
Now live from the WTIB studios, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
The U.S. military facing another sex-related scandal, this one at West Point.
Sergeant First Class Michael McClendon is accused of videotaping female cadets, all without their consent.
Look, I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I've also learned some tough lessons. I'm running for mayor because I've been fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it my entire life.
What you do in the privacy of your own home is disgusting.
This fella goes hunting with his buddy and he got the scope up and he goes, oh my lord, I can see your house from here and your wife's cheating on you with another fella.
All men cheat.
Why do men cheat?
Why do men cheat?
There are a lot of reasons why men cheat.
I was physically attracted to another woman.
How would I know if my boyfriend or husband is cheating? What are the signs?
They don't answer the phone in front of you.
Keep it in your pants. Dance, mister.
They tried to warn me. They said that you were on me. So don't bring me those big brown eyes and tell me that you're sorry. Well, you might as well throw gasoline on a fire. The way you lie. Well, it's what you do, it's who you are.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome in. Thursday, Talk of the Town, the band Perry bringing us in. You know, it's always said that this the band Perry has become a big deal in the country music world, but you can't ever call them Perry. It's always the band Perry. I've wondered about that. Why would you name yourself something that you just keep saying, well, you know, yeah, we want to remind you that we're a band. It's not just Perry. It's the band.
What Perry. About the band from the 70s, the band? I never understood that.
The band?
The band, yeah.
Up on Cripple Creek?
You know.
And
the weight?
Yeah, the weight.
Yeah.
Took the load right off me.
Mm-hmm. Annie, take the load off me. Yeah. Henry, take the load.
Yeah. Welcome in. It's raining out there this morning. Be careful. You know what I thought of driving in? There are standing puddles on the road
right now in Greenville, be very careful. It reminded me of earlier this week when we had that bad accident on Arlington Boulevard and we lost an ECU student.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same kind of morning. So, folks, slow down going to work this morning. I found myself driving on these puddles, which is what happened earlier in the week. What was it, Monday? Because there was a you know, somebody was driving too fast and they hydroplaned on one of these puddles, and all of a sudden there's a head-on collision and you got a beautiful little ECU college student dead. I mean, that's a brutal way to put it, but that's the truth. 13 after, showers and thunderstorms all day today. A few storms could be severe. High temperature is supposed to be around 80 degrees. McGee is deep in thought about whether to cancel his Chamber of Commerce golf tournament or not. Have you made a decision?
Well, I won't make it by myself, but for those listening, and there are quite a few that actually are playing today that should be listening right now, we'll decide something soon. That's all I need to tell you. I don't know what to do right now.
So you're not the final decision maker. Who would be the final decision maker?
There's a committee that's put this tournament.
Well, let me give the committee some advice.
Okay, go right ahead.
If this tournament is being played at Greenville Country Club, it's going to be a lake out there today.
It will rest with, you know, Wes Barnes. It will rest with Wes. And
rest with Wes?
Myself, and I guess Brady, too. Brady Pinner, the pro at Greenville. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Looks doubtful, though.
It doesn't look good for a golf tournament.
It looks doubtful
today. All right. Thanks to there were so many people that sat in for me yesterday. It takes a village to replace me. It took a whole village yesterday. Actually, Tom Lampert couldn't do the whole 2 hours, so Suzanne and you did the second hour. Everything go okay?
Went great.
Well, sure thank did. You all for doing it.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
I had to be away yesterday for my first Board of Governors experience in Chapel Hill. And let me tell you about my first experience yesterday morning. I'm glad I live in Eastern North Carolina. I'm never complaining about Greenville traffic again. It's been a long time since I got hung up in morning rush hour traffic on 540 and I-40. Holy moly. How do people live up there now? You just had, you know, I thought, what's it take to get to Chapel Hill now? Hour and 45?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hour and 45? Yeah.
Maybe it's not quite that bad because you get 540.
Well, I text Hank, you know, because Hank, I don't ever go to. I used to live in Chapel Hill, but I don't go there anymore. But I text him the night before, and I'm like, "How long does it take to get to Chapel Hill?" And he said, he texted me back. He said, "No traffic, an hour 40." So I allowed myself 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I barely made it. In fact, that's not true. I allowed myself 2 hours in. About 20 minutes because I left home about 10 after 7. I listened to you guys going up there.
That's one thing that actually the senior VP of policy, vaccines, and paymakers for GlaxoSmithKline, who spoke at the power lunch, and Jack Bailey, he talked about the fact that if the population increases that are projected to happen in the state take place currently at 9 million, if we go to 12 million, you know, in the next few years, he has no idea how that part of the state will be able to get around without more improved infrastructure.
We need to spread that out. They're all going to Raleigh and Greensboro, and they're really all going to Raleigh and Charlotte, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Raleigh and Charlotte are going to zoom past. They already have Greensboro in the Triad area anyway. But Eastern North Carolina, we've got to find a way to get people here. You know, I keep pushing this retirement idea, but let me tell you something. You know me, I want Eastern North Carolina to get as much funding as we can get, but you know, I almost have to, you know, all these people that are jumping on McCrory right now for his new road funding formula, I almost have to defend him because you have to creep up there in rush hour. You have to creep, you know, I haven't been involved in rush hour up there in a long time. And I'm telling you from, I was cruising along on 540 till I got about maybe 6-7 miles to the 40 cutoff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, about about Leesville Road, something like that?
A little bit past that.
And then, boom, it's a standstill.
Yeah.
It's a car lot.
It is.
All the way until you get to up around the Durham Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, man, I mean, it's
And it gets even worse when that road narrows, you know, right there, kind of on the outskirts of Durham before you get into where you can take 54. You know, Chapel Hill, it gets narrow. It gets really tough.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
I actually considered at one time getting off the interstates and taking the old route.
Oh.
The old route. Well, the toll road doesn't go to Chapel Hill. I would have taken the toll road in a New York minute. All I had to do was pay a dollar and a half to ride that toll road to get out of that traffic, I would have done that in no nothing. But that only goes around to the other side of Raleigh, an apex. It doesn't go to Chapel Hill. So anyway, a lot to talk about this morning. I'm excited because my buddy John Beard is going to phone in. I was hoping Matt Engelbrecht was on the schedule, and. My friend Harry Smith just texted me. He was caught in the same. he was caught in the same traffic I was in terms of the people coming to North Carolina. He said, "Let them go to Raleigh and Charlotte." Come on, Harry. What was I talking about? Where was I going?
John Beard.
John Beard. Yeah, Johnny's going to be on in the second hour this morning. John Beard, who. And I wanted Matt. Is Matt coming? Do we know? Because Matt was doing the weather on WITN this morning, but I saw he was scheduled to be here. I guess we got some sort of a scheduling snafu this morning with WITN, so Matt's not here. But I know that he had told me earlier in the week that Jim Howard's out for a funeral. I think Jim's uncle may have passed away.
Oh.
And so Maddie is over at the TV studio this morning. And I don't think he's going to be here because they're having to do everything out of Chocowinity right now. Aren't they, Michael? Because they've basically shut down the old Greenville studio and they're getting ready to open the new big high-tech Greenville studio over here. But until they got it ready to fire up, they're doing everything out of the Chaco studio. So I doubt we'll have anybody from here from WITN. But Matt is a huge Arrested Development fan. As am I, and see, look, it's a very narrow demographic. I'm afraid. Is anybody else in this room watch Arrested Development?
I have watched it numerous times. I'm not an avid follower of the show.
See, I don't know how you can do that. How can you watch it and not become an avid? It's so funny.
It is. You know, it's extremely funny.
It's the funniest TV show they've ever made. It was Arrested Development. They did, I think, 5 seasons on Fox, and then it got canceled. It stars Jason Bateman.
Who is so funny.
And who's the guy that plays his brother? Jeffrey Tambor, who if you're a Larry Sanders fan, he played Hank Haynow Kingsley. Hank Kingsley Haynow on the Larry Sanders Show. And what's the guy's name? He's the hot comedian. He was married to one of the girls on Saturday Night Live, but they just got divorced. What's his name? Can't think of a thing. Anyway, so it's but Jason Bateman is the star, essentially. And Michael Cera, who is the young guy who's become a big star for the young kids. Arrested Development is coming back. It's coming back to Netflix only. There are 8 episodes that will debut on Netflix on Sunday. And if you're an Arrested Development fan like myself, this is a long-awaited deal. And now... John Beard, who is really one of my really good friends, who went to ECU with us and was the anchor man at WITN at one time. John, at the time that Arrested Development was on Fox, was the primetime local news anchor in Los Angeles on KTLA, which is the Fox affiliate. And now John spent 25 years as the anchorman on KNBC, the NBC affiliate in Los Angeles. I've actually gone to dinner with John in Los Angeles before, and when you go out to eat with John in a restaurant in Los Angeles, seriously, it is like going out to eat with Tom Brokaw or somebody. I mean, people just, you know, they stare, they come over and want his autograph. It's really crazy. But during the Arrested Development run, when the show was on Fox, John had a recurring role as himself, as the news anchor that would report on this wealthy family from Los Angeles that was doing all these bizarre and crazy things. And so he's back, and I understand, I think he told me he's going to be in every one of the new episodes.
When do they start?
They start Sunday. this Sunday. They debut on Netflix Sunday, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the new Arrested Developments to come. I'll probably watch all eight of them Sunday. I'm telling you, I'm so excited that because they're coming on Netflix. They're all coming on. You know, you probably want to watch them in succession. But John is going to be on with us this morning. John is now back in Buffalo. He left WITN and went to Winston-Salem and was an anchorman at WXII, the ABC affiliate up there for years. And then he went to Buffalo. And then from Buffalo, he went to Los Angeles, where he spent 25 to 30 years out there in Buffalo, in Los Angeles. But then he got into a contract dispute with the Fox people and ended up back in Buffalo. So John Beard, who is a huge ECU football fan, ECU fan, period. He even follows ECU baseball, everything. He's calling me, texting me all the time about ECU sports. He usually comes down to about one football game a year. And John, of course, is just a huge deal in the news business. He's won Emmys, and John's going to be on with us this morning to talk about the premiere of the new season of Arrested Development, which will kick off coming up Sunday. 23 after 7 o'clock. A lot of other news. Yesterday, that thing that happened in London just is a mind-blower, isn't it? Yesterday in London, two terrorists killed a man that we now know was a British soldier. They ran, they just pulled up, run over the guy with a car, jump out of it with knives and meat cleavers in broad daylight and hack the guy to death. It's just the most unbelievable thing. Then, here's the thing. The people of London are standing around watching this, and these two guys walk up to these people and say, we want you to take our pictures, we want you to take video, because we want people to know that this was a terrorist attack, and we want people to know that you know, what we were doing. Well, now, here's the thing. All you people who are going nuts about guns, you realize, right, that London is a gun-free zone. Gun-free zone. So let's just take the scenario that we have, not yesterday, where this happened yesterday, but how about today? What if you are now a British soldier? Has anybody thought about this? You're a British soldier, and you're going to leave the base in plain clothes. Okay, you leave the base in plain clothes, you're now what? You're a civilian, like the rest of the population, which means you can't do what? You can't carry a gun. Well, these guys are now going to be sitting ducks in London, are they not? But it's against the law for them to have guns. The soldiers will not be able to protect themselves on the streets of London. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, what in the world? And this is a terrorist attack. We now have terrorist attack, low-tech terrorist attack, taking place in all forms. Here is part of one of the videos. Afterwards, the attackers walked over to a bus. You'll probably have a little bit of trouble here. It's only about 10 seconds. But, you know, he's basically apologizing to the women who had to watch it, but he said, hey, we're Muslims. Our women have to watch this all the time.
I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our lands, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your governments. They don't care about you.
Your governments don't care about you. You'll never be safe. And we apologize that you women have to see this, but women in our country have to see this every day. Unbelievable. Now, here's the thing. There actually was a woman who's become a little bit of a hero in London. Her name is, she's 48 years old. Her name is Ingrid Loya Kennett. She was standing nearby when the two terrorists attacked the man and killed him. She then confronted one of the attackers who's standing there with a meat cleaver in his hand. She goes up to the guy and says, you're going to lose. You need to put that down. You need to give me that. She doesn't use the term weapon. She just says, you want to give me that? By the way, she's a Cub Scout leader, and she was on the bus that was passing by when the attack happened. She jumped out to check the victim's pulse, then saw one of the attackers and talked to him to keep him from hurting anyone else. Here's an interview that she gave to London media after all of this took place.
There was this black guy with a revolver and a butcher knife. Anyway, he said, move off the body. So I thought, okay, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but he was covered with blood. I'd better talk to him before he starts attacking somebody else. Mm-hmm. And because these people usually have a message, you know. I asked him if he did it. He said yes. And I said, why? He said, because he killed Muslim people in Muslim countries. He was not high. He was not drugged. He was not alcoholic or drunk. He was just pissed off, in full control of his decision.
All right, so now you got these people standing around. You got this dead body in the street. These guys have essentially beheaded the soldier. And you got these people standing around talking to these guys. In some cases, people are walking on their way to work, and they're just passing by and walking through. There's a couple of videos you can see this morning. I saw one where there's some lady just kind of walking through, and she's on her way to work. She glances over and sees the dead body and sees the guy with a meat cleaver, and she just keeps on walking. I mean, it just blew my mind. But they're all standing around waiting for the police to come. It takes the police 20 minutes to get there. And then now everybody knows what's going to happen when the police come. These guys aren't just going to turn themselves in. They're going to attack the police. And that's exactly what happened. Here's a witness who was nearby when the police showed up.
As I come out the shop, I heard gunshots on my way out. I've walked out the shop and I see a surrounding of people just everywhere. And I looked on the floor and I see a dead body. And then I see one of the murderers walking around the body. My friend's mum was walking up the hill. She walked over to the body, sat down beside her, tried to comfort him and that. One of the guys said, no man's coming near this body, only women. And then he was telling people to call the police. The murderers were telling people to call the police. And then about 5 to 7 minutes later, the police come. Both of them walked towards this police car. And the police lady jumps out and shoots them both.
Well, they shot the guys, and they, I don't know if you could hear all what was being said there. The audio wasn't great, plus that accent, but they shot the guys and took them off to jail. They should have shot them between the eyes, but they didn't. They just winged them. So that was just gruesome yesterday. Here in this country, the horror of the Oklahoma tornadoes continues, and did you see this yesterday? They're now conspiracy theorists out there. This guy Alex Jones does this radio show. He's a nut job. He's got a radio net. He's got a network show. It's funny. His network has been emailing us and calling us and trying to get us to carry his show. All of the talk networks do that. You know, they're all trying to get clearance on radio stations across the country. I would never put this whack job on any of our radio stations.
I've heard this guy.
Alex Jones, he's totally nuts. But he yesterday, on his radio show, he accused the United States government of somehow creating a weather system that created this killer tornado that killed all these people. Listen to this.
I don't know if this was a weather weapon or not, but they can, with the right weather conditions, they can create and steer groups of tornadoes. The question is, were helicopters, because they use those up close, and small fixed-wing aircraft seen in and around the weather patterns? Like, did people 50 miles out as these storm systems, did they see aircraft in and around the clouds spraying and doing things? If you saw that, you better bet your bottom dollar they did this. But who knows if they did? You know, that's the thing. We don't know.
See, they ought to audit him. They probably will.
It's a little bit over the top.
The White House had an official response to the idea that they're creating a weather, that they have created a weather weapon.
He's a jackass.
That was the official White House response yesterday.
He's a jackass.
Actually, I think that was a comment he made about Romney, wasn't it?
He's a jackass.
Or Bill Clinton.
He's a jackass.
You could probably
or Paul Ryan.
He's a jackass.
Or Rush Limbaugh.
He's a jackass.
Or Glenn Beck.
He's a jackass.
Or Sean Hannity.
He's a jackass.
Or Michael.
He's a jackass.
Or McGee.
He's a jackass.
Hey! Wait a minute.
The David Letterman even got in on it.
And how'd this jackass get a show?
All right, now to the IRS hearings yesterday. Wow. So, what's her name? The lady, I heard Tom when I was driving back into town yesterday. Tom, and thanks to Tom for being here yesterday morning as well. Tom did a great job in the first hour. I listened to you guys when I was driving, by the way. But the lady who took the fifth yesterday, she from the IRS, should the IRS be able to take the fifth? Don't they work for, I mean, just answer the questions. You know, the idea that she gets up there and makes a statement yesterday that she did nothing wrong and that she was just following the IRS code and all that kind of thing, it just infuriates people. And then to add to the speculation that this is all some sort of a big cover-up, she takes the Fifth Amendment. Well, the former IRS commissioner, Doug Shuman, stayed and he answered questions. But listen to his flippant answer when he was asked by the panel yesterday in Congress. He's testifying before that congressional committee about the people that were chosen to be audited because they were conservatives. He really picked the wrong time to tell a dumb joke. They were asking him why he had visited the White House 118 times in 2 years. Do you know that? This guy, you know, we don't have any contact with the president. We don't have any contact with the president's people. And now they've gone back and looked at the logbook. This guy visited the White House 118 times in 2 years. In 2 years, he visited the White House 118 times.
That's like the president's golf.
And listen to his answer on this.
There might be many reasons you would be at the White House. What would be some of the reasons you might be at the White House?
The Easter egg roll.
I don't think people thought that was funny. The Easter egg roll.
Whoa.
Well, and that set the panel off, the Senate Finance Committee. They just started coming after him after that dumb joke.
You did nothing. You did nothing. You abdicated your responsibility.
It was your job to make sure people weren't abused. It was your job to stop abuse, but also to report it.
I'm very sorry that this happened while I was at the Internal Revenue Service.
Truth and trust. And we want to be able to trust the IRS, but for this moment, on this day, we need to be able to trust your word.
Laura Lerner was the IRS person that came in, did her little spiel, and got up and walked out. But they're going to bring her back today, apparently. I don't think she's going to get away with that. 7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8. I got to say a special happy birthday this morning to one of my favorite people who had a birthday yesterday. And I wasn't here yesterday, so I couldn't say happy birthday to her. But one of our most loyal viewers, McGee, she watches. She tells me. I see her at Trips. I know she's loyal because she watches every day, and she eats at Trips about every day. She knows a good restaurant when she sees it.
That's right.
Because I see her at Trips every time I go. Miss Faye Stallings. You know Miss Faye? I will not say how old she is. I will only say that what she told me was that she had a big birthday yesterday. It was a big one. That's all I'll say.
Happy belated big birthday, Miss Faye.
Yeah. Joan Collins had a big birthday yesterday also. It was bigger than Miss Faye's. Joan Collins was 80 yesterday. I'm not, you know, and I'll tell you this, Miss Faye didn't have an 80th birthday yesterday, but it might have had a zero in it, I'm just saying. Drew Carey is 55 today. And the singer Jewel is 39 years old today. 7:36 now. Let's check some sports. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, Henny.
Are you going to talk about Sergio, by the way?
We talked about it yesterday.
Did you play the cut? We'll finish and we'll deal with that.
Yeah. EC opens the Conference USA Championship today as the number 3 seed and will take on the number 6 seed Houston. That game at Reckling Park in Houston. Cougars swept the Pirates back in mid-March. First pitch today set for 12 noon. You can watch that game live via ConferenceUSA.com. UAB Memphis and top seed Rice and UCF round out Wednesday's play. Yesterday in opening round action, Memphis topped UCF 6-1. Southern Miss beat Tulane 10-7, and Rice handled UAB 3-1. Over in the ACC tournament in Durham, NC State beat Clemson 6-3. Wolfpack meet Miami on Friday. Today, Miami and North Carolina at 3 o'clock. Mike Krzyzewski will coach USA basketball for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro.
What's wrong with him? $9 million last year, and he's going back to coach again.
He wants $9 million more.
Why would you? I mean, why would you do that? He said after the Olympic thing, "I'm exhausted. I can't do it anymore."
I thought this would be it for him too. I did. I really did.
I guess Jerry Colangelo was there yesterday at Duke and made the big, you know, maybe they laid off of him long enough to talk him into doing it again.
A formal announcement will come Thursday morning. Now, Krzyzewski will also coach the 2014 FIBA World Cup in Madrid. He has a 62-1 record in international play. And eight-time Pro Bowl linebacker Brian Urlacher, he's calling it quits. He announced his retirement through social media accounts on Wednesday. His career includes 8 Pro Bowl seasons, a Defensive Player of the Year award in 2005, and a trip to the Super Bowl as the 2006 NFC champion.
And Roy Williams signed a big player yesterday. Who is this?
Theo Benson from Wesleyan Christian Academy, who's one of the top juniors.
High Point, a local guy.
One of the top juniors in the country. It really makes North Carolina's 2014-2015 class one of the best in the country, if not the best.
So he didn't get the big. He didn't land the big one. The kid from West Virginia.
No,
but he gets.
But
this
he got a good one. Yeah, he's a 6'6" swing man.
6'6". He sounds a little bit Michael Jordan-ish.
He's good.
Not that good, is he?
Good enough to where Hank called me yesterday and said,
"Oh boy."
He was excited.
Well, they're excited now. Carolina fans are back. They're back. Last week, they were depressed. This week, oh, we got it now, baby. Well, that's good as long as you don't have to play
Duke. Oh, wait a minute. You do.
7:39, 21 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. This Sergio Garcia Tiger Woods thing has just become ridiculous. I mean,
it has.
You know, yeah. What was Sergio thinking? Sergio's been crying like a baby ever since he claims that Tiger Woods beat him because the crowd distracted him when the crowd was clapping for Tiger, which is just absurd. If you're going to be on the course with Tiger Woods, the crowds are going to react to everything Tiger does, and you have to be smart enough not to be addressing your ball or swinging at that time. That's the way I see it. So then Sergio comes back, and they ask Sergio, you know, in the press conference before the tournament this week, "Are you going to? Are you and Tiger going to be having dinner together this week?" They said it as a joke because now you know he's made these negative comments about Tiger, and they hate each other. And then Sergio comes back and says, "Yeah, I'm inviting him over. We're having fried chicken every night." And I'm like, "What, dude? Didn't Fuzzy Zeller say the very same thing?" And nearly get excommunicated from the entire tour.
And he included watermelon, too. Oh, Zeller did. Yeah, I mean, come on, Sergio.
So Sergio is now trying to walk it back, and it's really not working.
I want to send an unreserved apology. Didn't mean to offend anyone.
How do you not mean to offend anyone when you say something like that?
I think he thought saying it overseas, nobody's watching. Hello, it's 2013, Sergio. Everybody's watching now.
Please.
He was caught off guard by the question.
Caught off
guard.
But
don't get me wrong, I understand that my answer was totally stupid.
Yeah, it was totally stupid. He says he's losing sleep over it now. Are you sure?
Yeah, as soon as I left the dinner, I started getting a sick feeling on my body. I didn't really sleep at all last night. I felt like my heart was going to come out of my body.
You know, I think this might end his career. You know, because he ain't Fuzzy Zeller.
Well, and mentally, I don't know that he can handle stuff like this. Yeah. That's what he really struggles at doing.
Exactly. 7:41, 19 in front of 8 o'clock. We got news headlines coming up next from WITM. McGee will be doing the honors on that. We've got the genius quiz this morning. Stand by. We got a good genius quiz question. Going to give you a chance to win gift card, $25 gift card to Tripp's Restaurant this morning. Man, that's worth the wait. So hang on for that. And also a gift card from Miss Ann's Dumplings, and also some other stuff to give away, too. I know we got the oil change from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and I'm going to throw a 4-pack of tickets into the Bird Park, which is a great family event, You haven't been up to the bird sanctuary up in Scotland Neck. I've got some tickets for you for that this morning as well, courtesy of my friend Brian Grimes from Ann's Dumplings. So all that coming up, and that great gift card to Trips, where today it's, by the way, half-price wine day. Half-price wine day at Trips. All bottles, all glasses, all day. 7:42. We'll be right back.
He's a jackass.
Life. It's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Odyssey LX. Pick your color and pay just $269 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices. And if bad credit is keeping you locked up, then come see the credit recovery pros at Bob Barber Honda. Let us help you get a new ride and get you back on the road to credit redemption. We're Bob Barber Honda at the big point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com. Bob Barber Honda. 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, gotta go right now? Duck through gas stations and food stores located through eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck Through is eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck Through gas station and food store near you.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla español en todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Hi, I'm David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. Our company has specialized in quality auto glass replacement for over 30 years. We're preferred by our customers and referred by insurance agents because we do business the right way. Unlike some chain glass companies who use out-of-state call centers and subcontract glass installers, our customer service reps live in and know North Carolina. Our auto glass technicians are certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, the only nationally recognized quality standard for auto glass replacement. So if you need a new windshield, demand the best. Tell your insurance company you want to use Interstate Glass or call us at 855-WOW-GLASS. That's 855-WOW-GLASS. At Interstate Glass, the difference is clear.
Interstate Glass. The difference is clear.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
It's 68 degrees at 7:46. Good morning. I'm Trent McGee with your WTIB news headlines for this Thursday morning, May 23rd. Lenoir County officials say they detonated several pipe bombs found Wednesday afternoon and took a suspect into custody. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office, SBI, and ATF were among the agencies on the scene. It all started as a metal theft investigation, and from there they discovered marijuana, poppy plants, which are illegal to possess in North Carolina and can be used to create heroin, and also came across two destructive devices. Those devices were detonated, and the sheriff's office says the SBI determined there were no explosive elements in either one. The suspect in custody, as is Christopher Adam Tyson, who faces multiple drug charges so far. The Obama administration has acknowledged that a Raleigh man wanted on federal terrorism charges has been killed in an overseas drone strike. Jude Keenan Mohammed is one of four Americans confirmed as killed by drones in a letter issued Wednesday by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Mohammed was one of eight Raleigh Muslims indicted by federal authorities in 2009 as part of an illegal homegrown terror plot to attack the U.S. Marine Corps base at Quantico, Virginia.
Authorities in Aiden made 7 arrests on drug charges this week to conclude a 15-month undercover investigation. Aiden Police Chief Barry Stanley said the department used informants from his department and other agencies to make individual control purchases of drugs from the suspects. The arrests were made on Tuesday with the help of the Pitt County Sheriff's Office. The investigation was part of an effort to crack down on the illegal drug trade in Aiden, that according to Aiden Police Chief Barry Stanley. AAA Carolinas, thanks to a few more North Carolinians, will be on the road this weekend for the Memorial Day travel. The Charlotte-based Motor Club estimates that 897,300 motorists are expected to hit the road beginning Thursday. That represents a 1.5% increase over last year. A significant drop in gas prices is helping to fuel the increase in holiday travel. The current average price for a gallon of unleaded regular fuel in the state is $3.43, the ninth lowest in the country. That's down 37 cents since peaking on February 22nd. And a police chase Wednesday morning ended inside a Havelock carpet store. Police say it all started around 9:30 when an officer spotted a blue SUV operated by Sarah Nicole Cronenberg cross the center line on Belto Road in Havelock while she was talking on her cell phone. The officer attempted to pull her over, and when he did, she attempted to get away speeding and running stop signs in a nearby housing complex. He later caught up with her on U.S. 70, where another officer also joined the chase. She then made a left turn, crossed the median, and ran into the Mr. Carpet store near the intersection of U.S. 70 and Dogwood Street. She was charged with a DWI, already had a prior DWI charge, also charged with failure to stop for blue lights and sirens, damage to property, and resisting and obstructing and delaying a law enforcement officer. Further charges may be pending. Those are your WTIB news headlines.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms and a very dark sky out there right now. Is that live video we're showing outside? Looks like it. That's kind of the way it looks out there right now. A few storms could be severe. High temperature near 80 and a chance of rain near 60%. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, especially in the evening. A few storms could be severe tonight. Overnight low 66. Friday, windy and a few clouds, but no real problems tomorrow unless we have a late afternoon deal. Temperature's going to drop tomorrow. 74 degrees the high tomorrow, about 80 degrees today, 74 tomorrow. And then looking ahead to Memorial Day weekend, sun and clouds intertwined for the entire weekend, but the temperatures are going to be in the low 70s, like 72 to 76, 77 degrees all weekend for Memorial Day weekend. 70 right now. Very, very dark skies outside our studios here on Arlington Boulevard. And, of course, we hope that people will get out and enjoy the festivities. You might have all sorts of stuff planned for the weekend. You might want to go to the beach. You might want to go to the river. You might want to go to the pool, play a little golf, McGee. Should be good weather for it. And let me make a suggestion. I talked to Mike Skinner at Strawberries on 903 yesterday because we hadn't talked about them all week. And I called Mike to see kind of what was up. And he said that things are going very well. There are plenty of strawberries left on Strawberries on 903. Now, here's the deal. This weekend, if you're in town, you need to go out there and take advantage while the strawberries are still there. He says a lot of good, still very good strawberry picking available. And you can pick them yourselves, or you can buy them already prepackaged. Unfortunately, he broke my heart and said there's no more asparagus because I never got back out there and got asparagus again. But they do have cabbage, potatoes, all fresh, right out of the off the farm there, out at the McClawhorn Farm on Highway 903. Tomatoes, squash, onions, beets, zucchini, cauliflower, broccoli. Also local honey. And don't forget, take the kids out there. They got homemade ice cream and an ice cream. It's a great family experience because they can go out there and see all the farm animals, the chickens and the pigs and the turkeys. And they got a beautiful peacock out there. If you hadn't been out there, it's a great family deal. If you haven't done it yet, do it sometime over the weekend. And they've also, you got a picnic area. You can go out there and take a picnic and make a morning or an afternoon of it. And they've got homemade ice cream in their ice cream store out there. Makes me want to go out there this weekend again. Check it out at Strawberries on 903. It's a great Memorial Day weekend thing to do. Now, the hours, again, open 7 days a week. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 4, and Sunday, 1 to 5. And I asked him on Memorial Day on Monday, are you doing your normal 8 to 6? And he said yes. So Memorial Day, if you don't do it before Monday, then get out there. But get out there over the weekend and enjoy Strawberries on 903, which is out near Winterville on Highway 903. All right, let's play Genius Quiz. It's 7:52, going to break. Open up the phone lines right now, 561-8255, 561-8255. We've got a $25 gift card to Tripp's Restaurant and a gift pack from Ann's Dumplings. And also oil change from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. And give you a four-pack of tickets to the Scotland Neck Bird Sanctuary. Call us right now, 561-8255. We're playing Genius Quiz right now.
This spring's biggest sales event is going on now at Brown & Wood Buick. Now is the best time to experience Buick and its all-inclusive 24-month leases, like $199 on Verano, $239 for the new compact SUV Encore, or just $349 for the 7-passenger Enclave. All these include Buick premium services, 2 years maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio. Don't miss out on the spring's best sales event at the new Brown & Wood Buick.
24 months, 10,000 miles per year, up to $2309 due at signing, plus tax tags and 49 admin fee. Well-qualified leases only.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns, Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three National Historic Landmarks, preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving its residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary, and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
Albemarle Bank and Trust is a community bank proud to be headquartered in historic Edenton. Albemarle Bank and Trust, a West Town bank with locations in Edenton and Greenville. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Pitt County, it's Glenn Beck. I just read last year that 46% of all the homes around you didn't sell. Believe me, I know the frustration of going through one agent after another and all the excuses on why your home can't sell. But that is exactly why you need to talk to Homer Tire of the Homer Tire team. Homer makes it really easy for you. All you do is sign a one-day listing agreement. And after that, at any point, after a week, a few weeks, a month, if he doesn't live up to everything that he told you he would do and your expectations, you can get out of the agreement. But you won't. Because Homer will sit down with you, and he's going to set a deadline and a price, and if that deadline passes and your home hasn't sold, Homer buys it. Month after month, no one attracts more buyers, sells more homes, or gives more ironclad guarantees than Homer Tire. Call the agent that I wish would have lived around me when I was trying to sell my home. Call Homer today at 758-HOMER. That's 758-HOMER. Or go to GuaranteedSaleNC.com. That's GuaranteedSaleNC.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, branch manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
All right, Genius Quiz time. We've got a $25 gift card to Ann's Old Fashioned, to Tripp's Restaurant, and then a gift pack from Ann's Dumplings, and also a gift pack including a oil change from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and a four-pack of tickets to the Bird Park up at Scotland Neck as well for you this morning. If you can answer my question, let's go to the telephones of Calvin. Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Harbor.
Again?
Tarboro.
Your phone's cutting out or something. All right. All right, here you go, Calvin. You ready for this?
Yes.
9% of us do this on vacation. 9% of us have even done it during a wedding. 6% of guys have even done this while they're in labor.
No, their wife is in labor, not with a guy.
Yeah, while their wives are in labor. What is it?
Smoke a cigar?
It's a modern day thing. No. No, no.
Can you smoke in the living room?
No, I know. That's no. No, it's not. 561-8255. Let's go to, is it Varian? Hey, Varian. Varian, you there? Vernon? Let's go to Jerome. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning.
How are you? Where are you, Jerome?
I'm fine, on the way to work.
Where are you? What city are you in this morning?
I'm in Williamston.
All right. Jerome and Williamston. Here we go, Jerome. 9% of us do it while we're on vacation. 9% have done it during a wedding. 6% of guys have even done this while their wives are in labor. What do you think it is? And I'll give you a hint. It's a modern day thing. We wouldn't have done this 20 years ago.
Is it...
A lot of guys do stuff when their wives are in labor. What is it?
Taking pictures?
No. Pictures have been around a while. All right, thank you, Jerome. 561-8255. Let's go to David. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
All right, 9% of us do it on vacation, 9% during a wedding, 6% of guys have even done this while their wives are in labor. What is it?
Yeah, I had no idea. Texting?
Yeah, no, but you're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark, David. All right, 561-8255. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Where are you from, Joe?
Blunt's Creek.
Blunt's Creek.
Hello.
One of the most beautiful spots on the planet.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe. 9% do it on vacation or during a wedding. 6% guys even do this while their wives in labor. What is it? It's not texting, but it's...
Cry.
No, not cry. Why would you cry on vacation, by the way? All right, let's go to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Because it's over.
I'm going to say email.
Yes! You are correct, sir. I thought the texting thing when I gave the hint. Brian, what's your last name?
Cannon.
Brian Cannon, where are you from?
Winterville.
Winterville. All right. Is it raining out there?
Not yet.
Well, it's coming because I hear it hammering our roof here on Arlington Boulevard. All right. You got the trips card. Enjoy half price wine day. You also got Ann's Dumplings and Dave Davis's. Hang on and we'll get your information. That is correct. You are a stinking genius. It is 8 o'clock and we'll be back with more.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount. Get our Facebook link at WTIBFM.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. More police and security personnel now on the streets of Britain after a barbaric attack outside a military base in London. It appears to have been coordinated. ABC's Lama Hassan says a British soldier was killed after he was hit by a car.
Two knife-wielding men jumped out and began hacking at the victim with a meat cleaver, reportedly shouting, "God is greatest" in Arabic, dragging his body into the street near a primary school that eventually went into lockdown.
Police shot and wounded the alleged attackers. President Obama is set to announce changes in national security policy today. How the fight against terrorism is conducted?
The Obama strategy on terrorism has relied heavily on strikes by deadly drones on suspected terrorist operatives. Now the administration has revealed two such strikes killed four American citizens engaging in terrorism overseas, so the policy is going to change. It will be run by the military, not the CIA. And the president will again try to send Guantanamo detainees to other countries to be held there. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
An Army sergeant charged with secretly taking pictures, photographs of at least a dozen women at West Point. Some of those photos, according to the Army, were taken in a bathroom. Dozens of people injured in the Oklahoma tornado are still in the hospital. Health officials say more than 200 were treated. A small group of people survived in a bank vault inside a building that was destroyed. A frightening experience.
Debris started seeping in through the cracks. There was glass coming in, cutting people's feet who had sandals on.
Dina Clark was inside the vault at a credit union.
Everyone worked together, total strangers, hugging, telling each other, "You're going to be okay, it's going to be okay, we're going to make it through this."
The vault door was held slightly open to make sure people weren't locked inside. This is ABC News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-520-TERM, 866-520-TERM, 866-520-TERM.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Kind of a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yep, each is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
A moving story in Phoenix where a long blue line watched a fallen police officer's daughter graduate from kindergarten. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Officer Daryl Rates was killed in the line of duty last weekend, hit by a car while processing a DUI scene. The driver who hit him took off.
He was one of Phoenix's finest, one of our heroes.
His death came only days before his young daughter was set to graduate from kindergarten. In his place, hundreds of police officers in their dark blue uniforms attended the graduation. They lined the sidewalk and clapped for Rates' daughter as she walked into school for the ceremony. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The judge at the Jody Arias murder trial in Arizona is telling the jury to keep trying. Jurors said they'd been unable to reach a unanimous verdict on whether Arias should be sentenced to life or death for killing her one-time boyfriend. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All right, 4 minutes after 8 here, an hour or two of Talk of the Town here on Thursday morning, May 23rd. My friend John Beard is going to be on with us in a few minutes. I just got off the phone with him. He's a big TV star. In Buffalo, he was a big TV star in Los Angeles. It's funny, McGee and I were just talking about it. He's going to be part of Arrested Development, which starts again. I think it's maybe the fifth season. They did four seasons on Fox, and it became the show actually became bigger and more of a cult kind of thing after it was on TV and it got on Netflix.
The fourth season.
It's the fourth season coming up.
Yep.
So they only did three seasons.
No.
Man, it's funny.
Yep.
It's funny stuff. And John says the upcoming season is going to be funnier. This upcoming season, which starts this Sunday on Netflix. And John Beard, who is an ECU alum and a former anchorman at WITN, is going to be in every episode. And just like he was in the prior episodes, he had a little cameo where he would be the newsman reporting on this crazy rich family from Los Angeles. The plot is just crazy. I mean, I'll tell you, if you haven't watched Arrested Development, you do well to start from the beginning and kind of watch Ron Howard, the famous director, and of course Opie, who played Opie on the is part of the show. He is the narrator through the whole show, and but Jason Bateman is the star of the show. But they've had they've had cameos from everybody. Who's the, I can't think of the name of the other guy who's the funny comedian who's on there now. He's been on several of the big comedies in recent years. Jeffrey Tambor, I know, is also on it. Michael Cera is
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
That's what you're thinking of.
Will Arnett, and he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is funny.
He plays his brother. He plays Jason Bateman's brother, Job. Jeffrey Tambor plays the father. Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And so John's going to be on with us in a few minutes to talk about the season, which is it's been. Look, let me tell you, for us, Arrested Development fanatics, we've been waiting for this a long time.
Yeah,
they were actually going to make a movie And then they came back, and instead of making the movie, they decided to do 8 new episodes, and they've sold the entire package to Netflix. So the only way you can see it's on Netflix. Hate to promote Netflix, but that's the only way you'll be able to see this. But John is John's going to be on with us in a few minutes. And you and I were just talking about John. John Beard is absolutely famous in Los Angeles, in California. He used to host the Today Show. Also, when Bryant Gumbel was on there, he was the he only did it a few times. He and Katie Couric actually subbed for the Today Show, and he's unbelievable. I mean, you walk into a restaurant in Los Angeles with him. I remember we were out in Los Angeles about 3 summers ago, and John was still living in Los Angeles. He had just left Fox at the time. And we were going to have dinner with him, and he made reservations at this famous restaurant in Santa Monica, the Ivy. It's called the Ivy at the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going. Number one, we walk in, and there is Goldie Hawn sitting over in the corner. You know, it's like where all the stars eat in Santa Monica. So John makes the reservation, but we get to the restaurant before John. And I walk in the restaurant, and I tell the gentleman when we walk in, I say, "Hey, yeah, we have a reservation." And he said, "Okay, how many?" And I said, "I think we got like 6 people." He said, "Okay, what's the name?" I went, "Beard." He went, "John Beard?" I said, yeah. He said, "So you'll be dining with Mr. Beard this evening?" I said, "Yes, we will." He said, "Come right this way." I mean, we got first-class treatment after that. But I've had dinner with John in restaurants in Los Angeles for years, and just watching people's reaction to him is amazing. People grew up with him. I know when Greg Hudson was here,
mm-hmm.
when the football yep. coach, Greg, yep. his yep. wife grew up in Los Angeles, and John came over to a football game, to an East Carolina football game a couple of years ago, and Greg Hudson's wife was like, "You've got to introduce me to John Beard."
John is from St. Paul's?
St. Paul's, right outside Fayetteville.
Right off 95.
Right outside Fayetteville.
I had no idea he was from St. Paul's.
And a lot of people my age remember John, you know, because he was at WITN for years, but his brother Steve was also kind of a character on campus during the year.
I've been to St. Paul's, and I can't believe they don't have, like, the home of John Beard. St. Paul's is not very big, let me tell you. Wow.
John still owns a farm down there.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I really believe that sooner or later he'll end up back he's actually talked about moving to Greenville several times, but he got this opportunity to go to Buffalo. I think he would like to come back here and teach in the communications department at ECU.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would not be surprised to see that. Well, let's ask him this morning.
That'd be great.
He's going to be on with us to talk about Arrested Development, which starts on Sunday night. John Beard, East Carolina alum, coming up. All right, Brian Cannon was the winner of our genius quiz right before the 8 o'clock news there. The question this morning was 9% of us do it while on vacation. 9% of us have done this while during a wedding. 6% of guys have done it while their wives are in labor. And the answer was check email. And see, the thing about it is, I'm thinking that these days, when you've got smartphones, it's more than 6% and 9%.
Definitely. Especially on vacation. That number is probably triple that. I would think.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really out of touch if I don't check my email.
Now, maybe not during labor.
Plus, I'll be honest with you, my email just gets so jammed up.
Yeah.
If I don't check it often.
And maybe not so much during weddings. I'm more so checking scores depending on the time of the season the wedding is in, and maybe texting, but not so much emails. But maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
But during labor, unless it's a 22-hour labor, I'm not going to be checking my email.
There was an interesting basketball game in Raleigh last night. You know, Brian Brown was supposed to play in it. I think Brian ended up back here in Greenville. I talked to him late yesterday afternoon. Actually, we were texting. I think he ended up back here in town yesterday for some family issues. But they were supposed to play in this. The politicians from North Carolina, the legislators, and some of the other politicians challenged the politicians from South Carolina to a basketball game, and they played it last night in Reynolds Coliseum. Now, I was actually coming through Raleigh, and I thought about going by there to see this, but here's the deal. North Carolina got a big win in this game, 35-27. It was a charity basketball game. But you know who shows up and plays in the game?
C.J. Leslie.
How'd you know?
Are you seriously?
Yeah. No. Oh. No. Pat McCrory. The governor shows up and plays in the basketball game last night. In fact, nice. It said he made an appearance in the reading from the News of the Day. He made an appearance in the second half, playing some good minutes, but he missed a shot to give his team the lead. He later clanked two free throws. And he said after the game, he says, "I've never been so nervous in my life." That sounds like McCrory, doesn't it?
So does the governor have...
Hey, the state is losing millions in Medicaid funding, but that's no pressure. It's the hitting the free throws. That's the problem. But
I wonder if the governor got game.
I guess... I don't think so. I'm just guessing that McCrory's not a basketball stud. There was a guy named Chris Mills, who is one of the freshman legislators. He's 6'5" from Hampstead. He's an Eastern North Carolina guy down near Wilmington. And apparently he just dominated the game last night.
Wow.
It says he scored big points for the North Carolina team and swatted a few big South Carolina shots and easily won the Most Valuable Player Award. After the game, Representative Mills says, "Everybody played hard. It was a team win."
Very humble.
So here's what we know. North Carolina legislators and politicians are better at basketball than the ones from South Carolina. All right. What else is going on? What have you decided about the golf tournament today? Do we have any announcement on that yet?
I wish I didn't have to be the one.
Chamber
one
of Commerce Young Professionals Golf Tournament is today.
Yeah, at Greenville Country Club. We're going to give it until another half hour or so.
It's been very dark outside this morning. It could clear up. There are scattered showers today, but they're saying some storms could be severe. There's a 60% chance of rain all day.
If I knew all the players were local and they weren't coming from all across the eastern part of the state, from north to south, then I would be more inclined to keep it on for the tee time. But with that being the case...
Well, if we get any more rain, just one suggestion. Don't use carts. Use boats.
Use boats. Okay.
Out of Greenville Country
I think Park. They probably have 22 of those in the shop. So
yeah,
we'll be good.
I mentioned this morning my friend Miss Faye Stallings, who is one of my favorite people in Greenville, who I see often at trips, is having a birthday today. It's a birthday with a zero in it. So as she put it to me the other day when I ran into her trips, it's a big one. Miss Faye, we love you, and you're very sweet, and we appreciate your loyalty. We know you're loyal because you're loyal to us, but you're also loyal to trips because she eats there every day. She knows she's like me. She knows everything on the menu at Trips. She loves Trips Restaurant. And, of course, now Brian Cannon will be able to take in some Trips, where it's half-price wine today, all bottles, all glasses. And, of course, don't forget the Sunday brunch from 10:30 to 3, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. My wife and I took that in a couple days ago. Let's see. What else is going on? Other birthdays today. Drew Carey, 55 years old, the singer Jewel. It's 39 today, and Joan Collins is 80 today. That's the one with a zero in it, but that's not the one that Miss Faye's having. Hers is not quite that big. She's having a big one, but not quite that big. Coach K is going to coach the men's basketball team for basketball for the World Games in Madrid next year. I just he said he was done after the Olympics. And I don't really know why. Why do they keep going back to that well? Because he's
been so successful.
Hey, it's American basketball. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Coach K, but
I think you and I could also win with that talent. I'm just going to say that.
Well, exactly.
But when you do it, I think it gives people like Jerry Colangelo the mindset that Coach K's the only one that can bring these egos together and make them play. Come on. Anybody can do that.
And did you hear
this?
They have my man Michael Jordan has now taken the name of the Charlotte Hornets back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're no longer going to be the Charlotte Bobcats.
Nope.
So note to Michael, you need to do more than change the name of the team.
Yeah.
You need to get some players over there in Charlotte. Michael actually stood up and did a press conference In Charlotte, I think it was 2 days ago, night before last, on Tuesday night.
That's correct.
And stood up. I guess he had to pay, even though, what happened? Did the New Orleans Hornets give it up? Because they're going to be the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Did they just give it up? But Michael had to buy the name, even though they had to buy the name to bring the name back to Charlotte. They're trying to recreate the great atmosphere and spirit that the Hornets had. But what they're really trying to do is create some attendance, because attendance has dwindled down to nothing over there in Charlotte for the NBA team. And if they don't do something, they're going to have to move it out of Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't know that a name change is going to help out. And the draft this year is not flooded with talent. And the Hornets have the Bobcats, Hornets now have the fourth pick. It could be another long year, but who knows? The name change could be the medicine they need.
So the Hornets, you know, they got their problems. You got Jerry Richardson threatening to move the Panthers out of Charlotte and move them to Los Angeles, which, you know, that still hasn't been resolved, although they've tried to do some things to try to help with renovating Bank of America Stadium. They want to turn it. They're trying to compete now with what Jerry Jones built. Now, all of them are trying to compete with what they built down in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then this week, Bruton Smith, who owns the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, mm-hmm. announced that he is so upset with the city of Concord for not doing some of the things. Apparently, he says the city of Concord reneged on a road that they were supposed to build into the speedway. And as a result, he says he's moving one of the big Charlotte races out of Charlotte. I think it's the one that's coming up this weekend, the big Memorial Day race. He says, I'm moving it to Las Vegas. Did you see this?
Come on. No, I did not.
No, I think he's serious.
No, I'm saying.
Paul Cameron over at Channel 3 in Charlotte got the interview with him, and I watched it online yesterday, and he's serious. He says, I'm not getting the support. People don't appreciate, you know, what we've done for the city of Charlotte and certainly for the little town of Concord. He said, you got it there. What does he say? He's been blasting these politicians. There's one particular politician, apparently, that's gotten under his skin. And as a result, he says, I'm moving the race out of Charlotte. I'm going to move it to Las Vegas.
He told WBTV there was a 70% chance he would move the October Bank of America 500 race.
Oh, it's not the Memorial Day race then.
From Concord to Speedway Motorsports Las Vegas' track, where he can make more money. He also stated that he has invested $100 million in the Charlotte Motor Speedway complex in the past 6 years, while our Cabarrus County taxes have doubled since 2005. That was a quote from Bruton Smith. It's frustrating to think about the future and consider that local government does not share the same excitement about the track that our fans do.
Well, I mean, I'm not for picking winners and losers when it comes to people paying taxes, but you know, he's got a point, right? You know, You think about what that racetrack means to the economy of the little town of Concord, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the government is willing to go out there and pick winners and losers and give these huge incentives to people to move to a place. But here's a guy, this points out the problem with incentives, in my opinion. Here's a guy who's made a huge investment in the community already, and the government over there is not willing to help him out. So he's kind of letting them have it, isn't he?
He is.
All right, we mentioned John Beard coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to call John. He's got to do his 25 minutes after. He's got to do a news break on the Buffalo station during the Today Show up there. So then we'll call him right after that, about 8:30. So stand by for John Beard, who's going to join us here in a few minutes. And then I got this. Yes, I don't think Tom played this yet. This actually took place day before yesterday. Pat Robertson on the 700 Club. Did you hear his? We played the comment last hour from the crazy guy who said that the government created the tornadoes in Oklahoma, and he called it a weather weapon that the government created. Did you hear what Pat Robertson said about the tornadoes on the 700 Club? You know, how does this guy stay on the air? Here's a little clip from the 700 Club when Pat Robertson was talking about the devastating tornadoes And, of course, he said something ridiculous.
God didn't send tornadoes. God set up a world in which certain currents interfere and interact with other currents. God doesn't send tornadoes to hurt people. He doesn't send, you know, we call them acts of God, but they're not. All I can say is that why do you build houses in a place where tornadoes are apt to happen?
Not so much why did God send them, but why didn't he intervene? You know, you think people always ask that question
when there's
tragedy?
If enough people were praying, he would intervene. You could pray. God, Jesus stilled the storm. You could still storms. Don't blame God for doing something foolish.
But I mean, okay, but what do you say? If enough people pray, it won't happen? And don't build houses where tornadoes might happen. I have to admit, when I look at the devastation of the video out there, and I see, you know, the what's just happened out there this week, I do have to wonder why people want to live there. You know, my wife and I got in this conversation the other night. I'm like, why would you want to live there?
Well, somebody said,
and I saw Toby Keith on TV the other night with Brian Williams. He lives there.
Some would say, why would you want to live on Hatteras Island? You know what I mean? Why would you?
Here's the difference. So, and my wife said that. She says, well, we have tornadoes and we have hurricanes. Here's the difference. You got 15 hours to get out of the way of a hurricane. You got 15 minutes or maybe 15 seconds to get out of the way of a tornado. And I know we have tornadoes over here also, but if you're in that alley out there, I don't know. I don't think I'd want my family living there. But, you know, people grow up there. They're used to it. It's part of their culture. But here's what I would do. I would build myself a basement.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I would build myself a safe house, a basement or something. And, you know, there's all this discussion now about, you know, in the future having to have these underground bunkers for kids in the schools. And I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I had a conversation years ago with a friend of mine lived out in, I want to say, Verona, California. It was a guy I was doing business with. Nice guy. Radio guy out there. And he was involved in a big earthquake out there. And his 8-year-old daughter broke her leg in the earthquake. She got slammed up against, she was in her bedroom, in her bed, and she got slammed up against the wall during the earthquake and broke her leg. His home was nearly destroyed and all that. And he lives right on the San Andreas Fault out there. And I said to him, I said, man, why you live there? Why would you live on that fault line? And his response to that is the same response we always get. Well, you live out there where the hurricanes are.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are different. I'm sorry, they're different. Now, people do crazy things during hurricanes. They stay on Hatteras Island and they stay in shoddily constructed homes and stuff like that. And they get in front of it, and they go out and drive in it. They do things that put their lives in danger, but generally speaking, hurricanes, you know, you have warning and you have time to react. And to me, that's the difference, but I don't know.
That's 20, a tough one.
25 after 8. More talk of the town coming up as we go to break. A little montage with our man, Pat Robertson.
Why do you build houses in a place where tornadoes are apt to happen? If enough people were praying, he would intervene. You could pray. Jesus stilled the storm. You could still storm. Don't blame God for doing something for us. You could become a Muslim and you could beat her. Do you see anything in porn that attracts you at all? Stop talking about the cheating. He cheated on you. Well, he's a man. What is this mac and cheese? Is that a black thing?
The demon has attached itself to this piece of art.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Still got about 30. Still about 30.
He's going to win. Romney will win the election.
You believe that?
I absolutely believe
that. What makes you believe that?
Because the Lord told me.
Well, that's why.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, the man's off in a foreign land, and he's lonely, and here's a good-looking lady throwing herself at him. I mean, it's he's a man, so...
Love your floor and love the savings on all Mohawk flooring products at All Britain Interiors during their Smart Strand Silk Love Your Flooring Sale going on now. See all the new market arrivals in furniture during All Britain's big Love Your Home Sale. 10 to 50% off everything. All Britain Interiors, located at 109 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville. Like their Facebook page or visit allbritain-interiors.com. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 until 3.
Foundation damage is a devastating problem that can ruin the value of your home. Ramjack Foundation Repair understands that families need affordable solutions for this unwelcome and unexpected problem. If you see cracks in your brick, a chimney pulling away, cracks in the sheetrock, gaps around the window and doors, or even gaps around your garage doors, foundation damage could be present. Don't wait. Call Ramjack for a free no-obligation evaluation of your home. Ramjack has been repairing failing foundations for over 40 years, and our work is backed by a lifetime transferable warranty. The expert consultants with Ramjack can evaluate problems associated with foundation damage, waterproofing, crawl space encapsulation, drainage, and more. If it has to do with your home's foundation, rely on the experts. Rely on Ramjack. Call 919-309-9727. That's 919-309-9727. Or to learn more, visit RamjackUSA.com on the web.
Stallings Mobile and Mini Storage, may I help you?
Yes, is this the Stallings Mobile Storage on B. Stokes Road?
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you store something in one of our mobile storage units?
Yes. See, my husband's on a fishing trip, and I want to clean out the garage. So what size do I need for all my husband's junk?
Well, at Stallings Mobile Storage, we've stored everything from Christmas trees to boats.
And husbands, too?
Call Stallings Mobile and Mini Storage at 321-2300 for all your storage needs.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns, Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three National Historic Landmarks preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving as residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary, and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
While in beautiful historic downtown Edenton, dine at Waterman's Grill. Since 1996, Waterman's has offered steaks, fresh seafood, and more in a casual, welcoming atmosphere near the Roanoke Lighthouse. Waterman's Grill, an Edenton landmark. Check out the menu at watermansgrill.com.
Talk of the town, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Beard coming up in a second. TOT this morning brought to you in part by Pear Electronics. And my friend Jason Pear, if you're looking for a new entertainment system for your home, just give Jason a call at 439-5295. He's got the new Sonos wireless speakers, Control 4, Definitive Technology speakers. And if you, if you're in a commercial setting, a business, maybe a corporation that's building a new conference room, you need new commercial video applications, call Jason Pear at Pear Electronics. I've been doing business with the Pear folks since the 70s. Great family, and they've always been excellent to deal with. Excellent customer service before and after the sale. And, of course, the other thing, too, is that Jason and Pear Electronics, they also sell and service Beam central vacuum systems. Hard to get somebody to work on your central vacuum system these days, but they can do it at Jason Pear's place. 439-5295. 252-439-5295. Looking for scattered storms and thunderstorms today. A few storms could be severe. Just looking at the radar, the looks like the storms for now are moving off the coast, McGee. We might still have a pop-up scattered storm here and there. High temperatures near 80. Scattered storms tonight, especially in the evening. A few storms could be severe overnight, low 66 degrees. And then on Friday, windy with a few clouds from time to time, high temperature 74. And looking ahead to the Memorial Day weekend, which looks pretty good, but the temperatures are going to be cooler. Now, what's that going to be? You know, we're used to having
70s, right?
Yeah, we're used to having like mid-90s in on Memorial Day weekend.
I'm okay with that, though.
Well, this is going to be like Saturday. We got a high of 73 and 75.
Yeah, I'm look, with as high as it's going to get in the next, you know, couple of weeks, I'll take one more, you know, 3-day span like this.
Representative Brian Brown just texted me. I need to make an announcement. I said earlier that he was back yesterday with some. Did I say family problems?
You did.
That was not quite right. No, the baby has not come yet. Everything's fine with Rochelle and the baby. I'm sorry, Brian. He had to come back for some other issues yesterday. I didn't know how to quite put that. So once again, I didn't handle it well. I stick my foot in my mouth. I'm always doing that. 20 when you're on the air 2 hours a day, you just never, you're not quite sure. 28 in front of 9 o'clock. The long-awaited return of Arrested Development is coming up. If you're a Arrested Development fanatic like myself and many others across the country, how many years did you say?
This will be its fourth season.
There were only three years of Arrested Development. It was on Fox TV originally, and now it's going to be 8 episodes, and they're all of them will be debuting. I guess you can kind of go watch them one after the other, starting on Sunday, this coming Sunday, on Netflix. And one of our famous East Carolina University alums is part of the show. He's been part of the show from the beginning. He was a famous anchor man in Los Angeles at the time that the show aired on the Fox affiliate out there. And they used him kind of as cut-ins to kind of tell the story humorously about this rich Los Angeles family. John Beard, who is an old college buddy of mine, who is now in Buffalo and still a famous television star, joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, JB. How are you?
Hey, Henry, I wasn't just your college buddy. I was your only friend in college.
I'll just say this. There could still be some plaques in the elbow room that have pictures of you and me on.
Oh, no question. No doubt about it.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm really good.
I'm excited. Let's talk about you first, and then we'll get to Arrested Development, because you're going to be a part of Arrested Development.
Right.
You're back in Buffalo, and you're doing morning news in Buffalo after many, many years in Los Angeles.
Yeah, first time I've ever done mornings. I was always the the late guy, and you know, now I'm on at 4:30 in the morning for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 4:30 to 7. So that's a bit of a switch, but mornings are fun, as you know.
Was it a shock to your system to leave Los Angeles? You and I have talked about this many times, but I think you've lost your mind. But I think that happened years ago. But you actually left Los Angeles and moved back to Buffalo. Is that not a shock to your system?
Well, not really, because I was here before, and I was here 4 years before, and I love the town. And anybody who's ever really spent time here knows that it's a special place, and it's not, not the frigid north that everybody paints it to be. It's a great sports town. People are great here, great restaurants. It's just beautiful here. Yeah. And I had a lot of friends from the first time, and I came back to visit all the time. So it's like I never left in some ways. And I really thought I would miss L.A. more. Every time I go back, I keep thinking, oh, this time I'm going to miss it. But I get in traffic, and I think, man, I don't think I could do it again. I don't.
Yeah, the L.A. traffic is an issue. But you lived out there on the beach out there near Santa Monica. Yep. Come on, how much traffic did you really have to deal with?
Well, the rap on me is I never go more than 5 miles from my house, so not that much. But on those occasions when you do have to go into the valley, and when I first went out there, I had to go to Burbank every day, and that was an hour and a half drive for me. It was 22 miles, took an hour and a half.
We've had you on and talked about this years past, but most folks that hadn't had you on in a long time, talk about that experience, because you were actually the 6 and 11 anchor on KNBC for like, what, 25 years?
No, I was at KNBC for 12 years, and then I went to Fox.
Right. Okay, so did you spend more time at Fox than
more time at 14 years at Fox?
But during your NBC years, you actually were in the studio right next to Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys would see each other in the hall, and he would invite you in for
drinks.
We would go
backstage. The weatherman and I would go backstage when Johnny was getting ready to go on and watch the monologue from backstage.
Is that right?
They would tape it at 5:30, and I don't know if one of the biggest thrills of my life was because I used to park very close to him, and we'd see each other all the time. And for the first few months he'd nod and stuff, and I'll never forget the first day he said hello John. I thought, holy, Toledo. Johnny Carson knows who I am. I mean, that was because that was the, you know, he was huge. You know that. So he really
wasn't the kind of guy that you kind of chummed up to people around the studio.
No, he was shy.
Yeah, that's what we always heard about.
Yeah, he was very shy.
How about Ed McMahon? Did you and Ed hang out or
not really? We didn't hang out. I mean, he was a gregarious guy, and you know, he was more comfortable around people, and I'd see him all the time. But you know, we weren't drinking buddies.
And now you told me that when Jay Leno came in, that Jay Leno was more affable to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you flew with him sometimes and did some.
Jay and I were in the airport once in L.A., and we were going, I forget where we were going, different places, but we had the same originating flight. And the flight kept getting delayed, and they kept saying there were mechanics on the plane and stuff. And after about an hour, Jay goes up to the counter and says, "I'm not taking this Buddy Holly flight," and he leaves.
And
I'm thinking, oh man, now I'm doomed.
So you did?
I took it, yep. Yeah. And obviously it worked out. But
Oh man. Well, now all those years in Los Angeles, and of course, you know, I've told the story about walking into restaurants with you, and I mean you really were one of the most in a city of stars, you were one of the most recognizable faces in Los Angeles for all those years. I mean, that's just the way it was.
Well, you know, you know how it is when the guy you see at the dinner table, the guy you see, you know, you it makes an impression, and it's you know, and it's not like it's not like a big star or something, but it's somebody you kind of you get used to, you get comfortable with, and you feel like you know them, and I guess that works. I guess it works with the stars too, which always kind of amazed me. But it was a fun thing.
Yeah, but you really had a great run in Los Angeles, and then I think we've told the story before about you ended up in a contract dispute with Fox and ended up out there and took a few years off, and now back in Buffalo.
Yeah.
But all those years, now you were out there. Tell the story about how you got, because you've been. You've been in movies with Harrison Ford. You've been you had some unbelievable opportunities for an old boy from St. Paul's, North Carolina, to do this. But then you ended up on this sitcom, Arrested Development. How did you end up on the show?
Well, you know, when you're on the air a lot in L.A., then you know those are the people they always call you to play a generic reporter or anchor in a lot of TV shows. And I did very few of those. I did 24 and. You know, a couple of others, but not many over the years. And
you talk about the TV show 24.
TV show. And then over the one day, I got a call from Mitch Hurwitz, who's the executive producer, the creator of Arrested Development. And he said, we watch you and we see what you do because you do the news and you do it well, but you also have this look and this little kind of B channel, like a dog whistle. Not everybody gets, but we get it and we think it's funny. And we're doing a show that is all about that, and we want you to play yourself. And I said, I'd like, thanks, but I don't really do that. And he said, well, look, if we send you the script, will you read it and just think about it? I said, yeah, but I don't think it's gonna. He sent me the script, and it was the funniest thing I'd ever read. And I asked my boss. He said, yeah, I don't care. And it just, I was in, I think, 16 of the first. Over the first 3 years, 16 episodes, and it's a cult classic.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, since Netflix came along, people have discovered it even more.
Oh, my God. There are people, Henry, first of all, there are people who never saw it before who were just binging to get up to speed before this weekend, and there are people who saw it when it was first on who are doing the same thing to get caught up before this weekend. I can't imagine what an audience. I'm sure it's a. There must be 10 or 20 times as many people who've seen it since it got canceled than ever saw it when it was on here.
You know, Matt Engelbrecht, who's one of the meteorologists at WITN, and we have somebody in the studio with us from ITN every morning, John, and he's like me. He's an Arrested Development freak, and he was so excited. I thought he was going to be here this morning, which is why I wanted to get you on, but I think he got called to the studio. But the you know, he's like me. He's even been looking you up online, and he was so excited when I told him that you got your TV start at WITN.
Sure did, yeah.
Yeah. How many years did you work at WITN?
4 years when I was still in school.
Yeah, I remember that.
And two years after, too.
Yeah, and you leave the studio and go straight to the elbow room. And so then... So look, tell us about the new up now the new Arrested Development episodes begin. I think it's 8 episodes on Netflix. No,
15 episodes.
Is it 15?
Yeah, 15, and they start at 12:01 Sunday. You know, essentially midnight Saturday night.
I think Netflix is going to get blown up. Their servers are going to get blown up.
Well, you know, David Cross, who plays Tobias on the show, yeah. And I had a real long scene with him in the next season. He says it's going to crash the internet.
Hey, I think it is. You know, we didn't talk about this, but you know, you became such an interesting and fun part of the show that they started using you, not just as the anchor man on TV, but then you'd show up in some of the scenes.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
And so now are you going to be pretty prevalent in the upcoming episodes?
I'm in 9 of the 15.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, and I know because you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, and you were telling me they were thinking about developing a movie, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, and they're still talking about that, and nobody's saying it, but my Mitch Hurwitz always said, the creator said, that what we're doing now is the fourth season, the one we never got to do, that would have brought the series up to the jump-off point for the film. Mm-hmm. We never get to do it, so we're doing that now. And they're saying, and the movie is still on track. The complication, I think, is, you know, first of all, these people weren't as famous and working as much as they are now. All the people in the show have gone on to bigger and better things. And getting them together just for this was hard. So getting them together for a film is also going to be hard. But yeah. And the other thing that's unspoken, but I think is probably true, is I think they all want to see how this does on Netflix first.
Sure.
If it explodes, then I think the movie
it's gonna
is
explode.
Kind of a done deal, yeah.
But, you know, I just think about, you know, Will Arnett was a nobody when this thing started,
yeah,
and now he's
exactly.
a huge star.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jason Bateman is a big movie star now.
Yeah.
Now, you sent me a promo over the weekend. You went out there to L.A. and interviewed these guys. You've been having them on your TV show
that's
in Buffalo all week, right?
Yeah.
I love that. That's pretty neat. And you've become friends with Bateman and all those guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, I interviewed. I don't know if you saw this, but I interviewed Jason Bateman when he was 12.
You told me that story.
Yeah. And in the interview with him last time, I obviously I'm a good bit older than him, but I was kidding. I said, "Now you were 12, so I must have been what 14?" And he said, "Oh, 14, 15." He said, "Don't lie to them. Maybe 16.
and he's like many people in Los Angeles in this interview you did with him this week. He says, "I just love hearing the sound of your voice."
Yeah, because he said, I grew up watching you and listening to
that's
you.
Right,
and, you know,
yeah.
I think we can all identify that. Anybody in any city, if you grow up with somebody and you watch them for, you know, 10 mm-hmm. years or more, you develop a relationship with them. You know, you
yeah,
trust them.
When you were here in Greenville a couple of years ago, Greg Hudson, who was our defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. his wife grew up watching you in Los Angeles. She heard you were going to be here, and she was like, "Oh, I got to meet him. I got to meet him." And you may remember we went over to Skip Holtz's house after the game.
I do, sure. It was a fun party.
You met her over there.
That's right.
All right. Well, I know you love the Pirates. You continue to follow East Carolina. Are you going to make it down to a game this year?
I am, Henry. And, you know, I depend on you for, you know, preview of the
tickets.
Season. And I know
for
you.
For tickets.
You, well, tickets, too. I wasn't going to bring that up. But but I know, well, you know, give me the cliff notes on the phone here. Give me a 20-second. What do you think?
Well, my sports guy's just walking back in. Come give Beard the, he wants the cliff notes version on how we're going to be. Let me get him on the mic
right.
here. Trent McGee, John.
You know, I do get excited and looking forward to every year. And, you know, the program's clearly building, so I'm excited.
Yeah, McGee, I think we're optimistic, aren't we? Because we got Rick Smith back as the defensive coordinator. We had defensive problems last year.
Oh, football. I thought you were talking baseball.
No. Give John the little 16-second preview of the football season.
With Shane Carden and Justin Hardy back. And with Tay Cooper back and not being affected by his off-the-field issue, being able to play in game one, the defense will be better. I don't think great, but better and stronger under Rick Smith. And year three under Jeff Connors, this football team should win Conference USA.
And we're strong already on both offensive and defensive lines, aren't we?
We are. And a lot of guys coming back. I mean, the offensive line especially, I think, will be better than last year. And that's been a question mark from years past. Seniors are back on that offensive line, anchored by Will Simmons, who's going to be an All-Conference USA selection, I think. Certainly a first-team preseason pick. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
And do you get a lot of the games on TV up in Buffalo?
I do, actually. I think the last couple of years, more games than I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
And you know me, I've got DirecTV, and I get every sports package you can, just hoping that I'll get them. And I think I got to see about six or seven games last year, and then I didn't. I went to the Carolina game, which was that was not a great game.
Yeah, you picked that one. That was
yeah, exactly. But no, I'm definitely going to get back to Greenville, and I look forward to seeing as many as I can. And then you know whatever Division One Big Bowl they go to.
Do you still have this dream of coming back and teaching at ECU one day?
I do think about that.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, I've always thought that would be a lot of fun, and I learned a lot there, and you know that was just a great experience for me. And Greenville's such a great town, so yeah, I think that's still a possibility. I would welcome that.
All right, I know you got to go. You got more TV to do this morning up in Buffalo, but it's great to hear your voice. I love to hear your voice.
Stop it.
And I'm sure we'll be talking soon. The great John Beard, my college buddy, and now one of the most famous anchor men in the world. And
he's going to talk
to you soon. Arrested Development. He's back on Arrested Development. Man, that's exciting. I cannot wait for Arrested Development. And it's always been exciting for me to see John show up on those shows.
Yeah.
I've actually got them all DVR'd at the house. My wife keeps saying, why don't you erase some of those Arrested Development shows on DVR? So we, you know, because the DVR keeps – I'm like, no, John's on those. All right, 13 in front of 9. We got more sports coming up. Stay with us. More Talk of the Town. Thursday, May 23rd, coming up next.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español en todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Offering cutting-edge technology and lighting design, you can create the environment that suits your living style by shopping with the staff at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. With unlimited choices in the 11,000-square-foot showroom, the design team will help you choose chandeliers, sconces, table lamps, ceiling fans, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, mirrors and accessories to complement your home or office. From contemporary to traditional, your lighting options are endless at Lighting by Design Showroom, located on Fire Tower Road.
Hi, I'm David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. Are you tired of hearing that other glass company's commercials? Do you ever wonder why they have to advertise so much? Could it be they don't do much repeat business? It makes you wonder. At Interstate Glass, we've been doing business in North Carolina for over 30 years, and we live by word-of-mouth advertising and repeat business. Our customers and local insurance agents are our best salespeople. If you need a chip repaired or a new windshield installed, demand the best. Tell your insurance company you want to use Interstate Glass, or call us toll-free at 855-WOW-GLASS. That's 855-WOW-GLASS. At Interstate Glass, the difference is clear.
Interstate Glass. The difference is clear.
Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Odyssey LX. Pick your color and pay just $269 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices. And if bad credit is keeping you locked up, then come see the credit recovery pros at Bob Barber Honda. Let us help you get a new ride and get you back on the road to credit redemption. We're Bob Barber Honda at the big point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda!
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Just telling Coach Carr, when I would go visit John Beard in Los Angeles, if you wanted tickets to, like, the Dodgers game, you just called Beard and Beard would work it. I mean, you'd be right behind home plate. He was big in Los Angeles. Huge. 851, Talk of the Town. Sports brought to you by Vantage South Bank. The first order of business at Vantage South is to get to know you, know your business, understand your goals, and see you reach them. Vantage South is decidedly a different banking experience. Less red tape, more handshakes. The first place to turn when it comes to your business to find the nearest branch of Vantage South Bank. Call visit VantageSouth.com. All right, let's check sports now. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, and East Carolina opens the Conference USA Baseball Championships today as the number 3 seed, and will take on the number 6 seed Houston Cougars, a team that swept the Pirates back in mid-March in the opener of Conference USA play. First pitch today set for 12 noon. You can follow that game live via ConferenceUSA.com. UAB, Memphis, and Rice and UCF. Rice is the top seed who beat UAB 3-1 last night. Those two games round out Wednesday's play. Also from Wednesday's Conference USA Baseball Championship action, Memphis topped UCF 6-1. Southern Miss rallied to beat Tulane 10-7. Over in the ACC tournament in Durham, NC State beat Clemson 6-3. Wolfpack meet Miami on Friday. Speaking of the Hurricanes, they take on North Carolina this afternoon, weather permitting, at 3 o'clock. Mike Krzyzewski will coach USA basketball for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. A formal announcement expected to come this morning. Krzyzewski will also coach the 2014 FIBA World Cup in Madrid. He has a 62-1 record in international play. And Brian Urlacher, an 8-time Pro Bowler from the Chicago Bears, announced he will retire. He did that Wednesday via social media. His career includes 8 Pro Bowl seasons, a Defensive Player of the Year award in 2005, and a trip to the 2006 Super Bowl as the NFC champion, saying goodbye to a very good linebacker in Brian Urlacher.
And Brian Urlacher, of course, his agent, none other than Greenville's own Bill Johnson.
That's right. Yeah.
So I was reading that story this morning, thinking, will Johnson now make more money with Urlacher or less money? Because he'll probably still be booking him for appearances.
Oh, sure.
Probably less. I mean, when the guy retires, he's not making the NFL money. But anyway, don't forget our Overtons. Overton, springtime is here. It's time for you to get some outdoor fun. And Overton's has everything you need for good outdoor summer fun. And, of course, springtime, we're actually leaving springtime now, transitioning into summertime. We think about summertime being Memorial Day weekend, although the weather's going to be a little cooler this weekend. It might be good for fishing, though. Stop by Overton's, get some live bait. They've got live and frozen bait, ballyhoo, cigar minnows, shrimp, finger mullets, red worms, night crawlers. Should be able to handle all of your freshwater and saltwater fishing needs. Stop into Overton's in Greenville on Red Banks Road. All right, we got to get one more break in. When we come back, we had our Ironwood golf sale, I think on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
It, we were actually told we can sell now a few more. We sold out of the original batch. We had 100 coupons. I think we sold those out in about 30, 45 minutes on Tuesday morning. But we have some additional Ironwood passes. If you missed out on getting the half-price Ironwood passes, I'll tell you how you can get some when we come back, because we got a few more we're going to sell, and I'll give you that information right after this timeout.
This spring's biggest sales event is going on now at Brown & Wood Cadillac. To celebrate, all our 2013 models have 0% financing and great leases starting at only $299 for the North American Car of the Year ATS Turbo Sedan. Or for just $399, you can have your choice, the SRX Crossover or the full-size luxury sedan XTS. All include Cadillac's premium care maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Don't miss out on the spring's best sales event at Brown & Wood Cadillac. 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, up to $41.99 due at signing, plus tax, tags, 49 admin fee, well-qualified leases only.
Need $1,000 to $7,500 immediately for car repairs or insurance or rent or whatever? Call Time Financing Service. Apply and get your answer in less than an hour. Then pick up the cash at any of their 19 convenient locations. Apply online anytime, 24-7 at timefinancing.com, or call Time Financing Service at 1-800-908-9862.
Put my money on you, Time Financing Service.
Overton's presents Caribbean Night at the Greenville Convention Center on Saturday, June 1st at 6 p.m. This will be a night of live island music, Caribbean cuisine, and a live and silent auction, all to benefit local and international charities. Proceeds benefit Restore One, First Street Community Center, and the India Children's Project and Youth Missions. Tickets can be purchased individually, in pairs, or as a table of eight at GreenvilleCaribbeanNight.com. For more information, visit online or call 355-6621. GreenvilleCaribbeanNight.com.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns. Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three National Historic Landmarks preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving as residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
Colony Tire and Service, where you always get the best service, selection, and expertise. It's not your typical tire store. It's a better way to go. Visit ColonyTire.com or call 800-22-TIRES for the location nearest you.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, branch manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIB as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody's got some great weekend plans scheduled, whether it's the beach or golf or the river or the lake or the pool or strawberries on 903, whatever you got on your mind this weekend. Hope it's a good one for you. And if it's golf, you might want to call our switchboard this morning. Again, regular business hours starting at 9 a.m. If you missed out on the Ironwood coupons, we sold our first 100 Ironwood coupons on Tuesday morning. But the folks at Ironwood have given us some more, a few extras. And there are some more Ironwood coupons on sale at half price. They're two for $50. So that's a round of golf at Ironwood, including cart, for just $25. Now, think about this as a how about that for a Father's Day gift? Father's Day's coming up.
Nice.
Birthday gift, whatever. All you golfers, we would highly encourage you to call us, and you can call right now, actually, in the next few minutes, starting at 9 o'clock during regular business hours here to our switchboard at 355-8822. Just tell them you're calling about the Ironwood coupons, and you can still get some as long as they last. Now, I'm not sure how many we've got left. But if you start calling this morning right now at 9 o'clock, you'll have an opportunity to get half-price golf at Ironwood if you missed out on it earlier in the week. The switchboard number is 355-8822. Easy to remember, 355-8822. We encourage you to call this morning if you want to buy some Ironwood half-price coupons I don't think we got that many left. We did sell over 100 on Tuesday. And so the WTIB Golf Club continues with more great golf deals.
Great deals.
We got more announcements coming up later, McGee. We got a lot of stuff going on. WTIB, the price of cheap golf this year on great golf courses.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, with the WTIB Golf Club. All right, everybody, enjoy your Tuesday. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be here live in the studio tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll be off like you will probably on Monday for Memorial Day, so the big long Memorial Day weekend starts. But we will be here tomorrow morning to help you kick off the weekend on Talk of the Town. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
103.7 WTIB.